USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and four wounded after a shooting in a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. A tourism helicopter from KNS Helicopters carrying six people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Tunnel to Towers event in the Big Apple returned last weekend after 2 years.
After a 2-year hiatus, the Tunnel to Towers climb returned to One World Trade Center in New York City Sunday, with participants climbing 104 flights of stairs to honor the lives and sacrifices of 9/11 heroes. During an interview Sunday on Fox and Friends with participant Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller, Siller explains how long it takes participants to make the 104th story climb.
It took the first part another 15 minutes, so it was incredible. But it takes most people about a half an hour or 45 minutes or some longer. It doesn't matter as long as they finish it and they do it in honor of the person that they love.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the San Francisco District Attorney was recalled and booted out of office for his soft-on-crime mentality, Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney Shay Sanna says the next recalled soft-on-crime DA will be Los Angeles's Gascon.
His policies obviously are the cause of the increase in crime. He comes into office, he implements immediately some new policies, and crime has just gone through the roof. There's audio tapes of inmates saying they want to get his name tattooed on their forehead. He calls they refer to him as the champ, right? So he's the champ to criminals. They're toasting him in jail, and he's releasing all these violent offenders early or with no bail. And then he wants to blame old policy for the increase in violence. I think he's backed into a corner. He knows he's going to get recalled, and he's doing everything he can to point the finger somewhere else instead of taking responsibility.
Sunday marks a new day for Russia's fast food lovers as former McDonald's restaurants will reopen under new branding and ownership. The relaunch begins on Russia Day, a patriotic holiday celebrating the country's independence, at the same flagship location in Moscow, where McDonald's first opened in Russia in 1990. Here's a fact you didn't know. Australia is actually wider than the moon. TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.